As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
She's not going to be the next lead of The Bachelorette. So why did Good Morning America announce that she was? So I'm talking about contestant Daisy Kent from this year's Bachelor season. She was one of the fan favorites. Fans really connected with her. She's really down to earth. She has a cochlear implant, so she has a really great story too. And she actually did something that has never been done in Bachelor history during the finale. She actually got to the front of the big proposal. So at the end of the season, it comes down to two women. The Bachelor is at this shrine where he's going to propose to one of the women. And they always let the loser go first.
It's called an altar.
The altar. You know.
What's he call it?
It's a shrine. It's a shrine to love. And he proposes to the second girl to come out of the sprinter van. And of course, Daisy gets out first and she decides to dump him before he can dump her.
I do love you. But the thing is, you're not going to chase me in the last couple of days. I realized that, you know, you're not my person. And I know that you know I don't.
So she just basically wants to beat him to the punch. She's like, you can't dump me. I'm going to dump you first. So then she walks off and it's this, you know, big woman empowerment moment. And so everyone's assuming the next Bachelorette is either going to be her or another contestant named Maria, who is also a fan favorite throughout this season. And so people were shocked when the next Bachelorette was announced to be a girl named Jen, who we all completely forgot about after Hometowns, because she didn't have like a big storyline. Normally the girl that gets chosen to be the Bachelorette is somebody we can all kind of root for. It was somebody who was either really snarky during the season and had great commentary and we all thought would be a great lead, or maybe it's somebody like Daisy that we really want to find love because she wasn't chosen and it was so heartbreaking. But it turns out that Daisy actually denied the opportunity. So the host of the show, Jesse Palmer, said, how do you feel about being the next lead? And she's like, I'm just not in the place for it. I am not recovered from it. So then everyone thought, oh, it's probably going to be Maria. Well, apparently Maria denied it too. So now this next season's Bachelorette lead is going to be the first Asian Bachelorette, Jen Tran. So we'll get to follow her journey through the next season. But a lot of people were shocked because Good Morning America actually posted on Facebook that Daisy was going to be the next Bachelorette. And we were all like, what? Like if you Google next Bachelorette, the Good Morning America headline says Daisy Kent next Bachelorette, and then you click on it and it's clear that somebody had to change it to say Jen.
Wow. But so they offered it to these ladies, but they were like, sorry, not sorry, I'm going to pass.
Yep. Or the rumor is with Maria, she got offered it. We don't know that for sure, but Daisy was definitely asked to be the next Bachelorette. Kenny Chesney, he says he's got a fear of failure despite being worth $219 million. It's crazy to see that the imposter syndrome just never goes away.
Truth, right?
So he said in a recent interview with the Today Show that he is so terrified of being complacent that he's going to work hard to not fail.
I'm terrified of being complacent and failure. We always get into a stadium market on a Friday. And on a Friday after soundcheck, I'll go to the very top and sit just by myself. I want to be grateful for what's happened. It's a way for me to emotionally and mentally measure how far it is to down here. Because I know what it looks like from the stage to up there, but if I'm going to get close to connecting with these people, I gotta have their perspective.
To me, that's the difference between somebody who is great and is good at their job and someone who becomes a legend like Kenny Chesney. Like, when you reach the top, quote unquote, do you still continue to challenge yourself and put yourself in other people's shoes?
Do you guys motivate yourself, or are you motivated more by failure or by the opportunity of success?
Failure.
Failure motivates you.
Mm-hmm.
Fear or failure? Same.
Neither. It's actually competition. I think I'm like a very competitive person. And I think sometimes the things that motivate me the most are, and this sounds bad, but like wanting to like beat somebody out. Like I want to be, I'm like very competitive.
Uh-huh.
But so I guess maybe that's a fear of failure.
Yeah.
Like I don't want someone to beat me.
Yeah. I think I'm the same. Fear of failure.
People always say I don't fear anything, but if I do have a fear, it's being broke.
Yeah.
Gotta pay these bills.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
All right, Whoopi Goldberg had a very awkward moment on The View. She had to scold an audience member because they were on their phone and they shouldn't have been.
You know, I will say this, and I think it'll surprise people. The fact
hold
that
on
his bond...
Hold on, sir.
What's that?
I have to stop you with the camera because I can see you. So do me a favor. Don't pull it out again. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. What was he doing?
Recording.
Oh.
So as I was saying, you know, I think this was...
I was like, do they not have people for that? Is there no security, like, grabbing the phones? Like, why is that Whoopi's job?
Yeah, she's, like, literally supposed to be hosting a show.
You're right.
And she's over here calling out the dude with the camera in the audience.
I'd be more scared of Whoopi than I would security.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, the Burt Show.